Yes, join me in a round of Hallelujah. Why, you may ask? Well, because today the kids are going back to school. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, man. Don't give me that look. Most of you probably said, thank you, Jesus, before they ever got on the bus. Okay, come on. Welcome to Michael Angel's Cosmic Grab Bag. I'm your host, Michael Angel. And this particular episode is in honor of the fact that kids are going back to school. And so all the songs, well, almost all the songs, are dedicated to school in one form or another one. And I've sprinkled a few that aren't. Like you'll be hearing a tune called, let's see, it's number 4. This is by Bone Cage, called Olive Garden Butthole. Yeah, really. That's the name of the song. But anyway, so yeah, let's get ready for that. Cosmic Grab Bag, you want to turn it down a little bit? All right, thank you. Yeah, so without further ado, pop a top on a cold one. Smoke them if you got them from the top to the bottom. Roll yourself up some of that medical marijuana if you haven't already. And get ready for this edition of Michael Angel's Cosmic Grab Bag dedicated to children going back to school. First out of the bag, this is a tune called Before School Starts Up. Before, learn to read, Michael. Before School Starts Up. The band is called 4-Track Geo. Let's go ahead and check that out. I'll be right back with you.
Summertime is here and we want it to last. It always goes by just a little too fast. The sophomore girls work on the tents, spending the nights in the boyfriend's vans, skating to the records at the roller rink. All the cheerleaders are wearing pink. The heavy metal kids are down at the mall, smoking dumb sticks and having a ball. But the school starts up. People's school starts up. People's school starts up again. I got a baby blue mellow that's ready to roll. I show it off down at the county fold. Dropping the hammer and making it cut. Sure beats writing and reading books. The folks I had on me to make some hay. But everybody knows summer jobs don't pay. Let's go downtown, cruise for chicks. Try to pick some beer and get our kicks. People's school starts up. People's school starts up. People's school starts up again. Summertime is here and we want it to last. It always goes by just a little too fast. Let's have some fun before it ends. Then hurry up and do it again. People's school starts up. People's school starts up. People's school starts up again. People's school starts up. People's school starts up. Those blue signs up again.
Up again. And you just heard 4-track Geo doing the tune Before School Starts Up. Big thumbs up for Michelangelo. Love the tune. As I said, almost all of the songs that we're doing are going to be about school. Here's one that isn't. This is from Spring Clock Wonder. I had played these guys a few episodes back. Had to get them back on. Just love what they do. This tune is called Farther From the World. Let's go ahead and check it out. Heard Spring Clock Wonder, the tune Farther From the World. Big thumbs up from Michelangelo. Love the tune, guys. Before we get into another tune about school, if you want to become a Halo head, it's very, very easy to do. It's almost easy as falling off a log. I'm not quite sure how easy that is, but I suppose it would be easy if you don't have good balance like myself. Go to michelangelo.podomatic.com and scroll to the right, scroll down. You will see three different links where you can subscribe to the RSS feed. And what does this do for you? Well, an email will be sent to you every time that I put on a new episode, or if you have a modern cell phone or an iPod, you will also be alerted to the fact there's a show on there and then be able to go to the link to be able to play it. It's very, very cool. And all you have to do is subscribe. I can never say that word. Subscribe to the RSS feed. And then you're it. You're a Halo head. And I could always use more Halo heads. And if you tell your friends about the show, be sure to let them know that It's the most wonderful podcast on the planet, man. It's Michelangelo's Cosmic Grab Bag. I have to do my own self-promotion. I can't afford to have anybody else do it. What else was I going to tell you, folks? Yes, this episode is basically dedicated to the Munchkins going back to school. But, wow. I was thinking about restaurants, too. This is Captain Random. Wanted to tell you folks about, and I hope I don't get sued, I'm not going to say what restaurant this is, I'm just going to give you the initials, IHOP, okay? I think they should have actually renamed this particular location the International House of Horrors, because, I mean, the only thing that saved this meal, Cindy and I went out to have breakfast at this place, and the service was awesome. I mean, these people were, I mean, on the spot. But the food, to give you an idea of how bad this was, when I got my breakfast, it had hash browns, right? And my God, man, I put my fork into that thing, and it was so crispy, it exploded. You know, I mean, if that's any indication of how bad this was, we will never go back there again. This place would have given the term greasy spoon an actual decent reputation. It was just horrid. Both Cindy and I both actually got sick. I mean, her worse than I, but I mean, it was awful, man. I'm talking intestinal cramping. You know, it's pretty serious. Yeah. Now, I've been in this establishment in other states and in other cities. I never had a problem with it, man, but this one I will never go back to. It was just really weird. Like I said, not going to mention the name, but the initials are IHOP. What can I tell you? Okay, next up out of the bag, this is a delightful tune. It's by Will Crumb, and it's called School is for Donkeys. Let's go ahead and check that out, and I'll be right back with you.
Donkey see, donkey do, I don't want to go to school. We'll be right back.
just heard Will Crum, the tune School is for Donkeys. Big thumbs up from Michael Angel. I used to think that myself, actually. Some of the teachers, man. Jeez. You know? I mean, I had a lot of good teachers, but I had a lot of really, really strange teachers. I mean, it's like they weren't even from this planet. I don't know where they found these people. But they did, and sent there simply for my amusement and torture. I don't mean me torturing them. I mean them torturing me. It was just awful. Speaking of buttholes, the next tune up out of the bag was one I mentioned at the very beginning of the show. This is by Bone Cage, and this is not a tune about school. It's actually a tune about Olive Garden, and I can mention them by name because it's in the title. The title is called Olive Garden Butthole. Let's go and check that out. I'll be right back with you.
I'm a bit hungover, won't you come with me? I'm sure you're gonna love the breadsticks and iced tea. Wait a bit extra to get the booth, baby. 'Cause when we're in the garden, we're family. Olive Garden butthole, what a perfect Sunday. Yeah, Olive Garden butthole, leftovers Monday morning. Refill the salad, of course. I want some cheese, walrus teeth, and a breadsticks and berries.
Gives me a warm fuzzy all over, man. Olive Garden Butthole by Bone Cage. I just gotta say that again. Olive Garden Butthole. Wow. Do you think he had a bad experience at Olive Garden? Oh my God. This is Michael Angel, and you're listening to Michael Angel's Cosmic Grab Bag, the best unknown podcast on the net, being broadcast to you from beautiful downtown Fountain, Colorado. Yes, it should be illegal to be this high. Strangely enough, I'm up this high in the air, but I'm in a valley. It's very strange. And a neat thing about Fountain, or, well, something I find fascinating, is that I have not seen a fountain yet since I've been here. I mean, what happened? I mean, when the pioneers got to the Rockies, did they just run out of ideas for towns, names, or something? Because usually they would name them after people, you know, or, you know, an object that they happened to see. Not this one. Fountain. And I'm sure there must have been a fountain somewhere. Another thing I always snicker at is when I go by the police department because it says Fountain Police. I don't know. Make up your own joke right there. Next up out of the bag, this is about a sort of school. This is called Old School, not old, because there's no D, there's just an apostrophe where the D would have been. Old School by John Tropea. And I like to call Old School Right School, because it actually is. I don't know about the new school. I've seen some of the graduates. I'm just not that impressed. You think about high school. High school really shouldn't be called high school, you know, because it's I don't know. It should be called junior high, because it's not really high school. It's just 4 years of prepping you for college, which is really high school for adults, you know. I mean, if you've ever seen some of these college kids, it's a trip, you know. I don't know. But yeah, we need to change the whole system, you know. Then keep middle school, and then let's call high school something else. Let's call it warm-up band school, you know. I mean, because you're just kind of being prepared for college. Should be just called college prep. But anyway, that's just my thought on that. I mean, you know, you folks that have fond memories of high school, I don't want to disparage on you or anything. I didn't care for high school that much. I spent 4 years trying to figure out a way to beat the system so I could get out early so I could get a real job, you know? Oh my God. Went out of my way to try to get enough credits in high school by taking summer school every summer, and if you think this was not a drag. But yeah, just so I would have additional credits so I could graduate early. I was supposed to graduate in 76, and they lost 10 of my credits that I made in summer school. And so I wound up having to stay another, I think it was 2 or 3 months into my senior year, until my counselor finally found the credits and called me in and cut me loose, man. Got rid of the ball and chain and the handcuffs and all that stuff, and I was free. And then it was all about the real world. I don't know. I don't know which is the lesser of the two evils. But anyway, this is John Tropea, the tune Old School. Let's go ahead and check that out. I'll be right back with you.
Yeah.
John Trupia, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, the last name, and the tune Old School. Big thumbs up for Michael Angel, love it to death. And I'll thank everybody I'm going to play today ahead of time for being so wonderful and so damn talented. And, you know, I thinking about doing this show and thinking about that theme, you know, going back to school, I wasn't sure if I was going to have a lot of luck finding tunes that, you know, had school in the title or were about school. But strangely enough, man, found quite a few of them. All these people that I picked are from Music Alley. You go to musicalley.com. You can go there and do one or two things. If you're an artist, you can upload your tunes for free, and joining us for free, of course, and have myself and other podcasters. God, I just can't wrap my brain around the idea that there are other podcasters, but you can let them also listen to your tunes. And then under Creative Commons, you're allowing them to spin your tunes for free. You don't make any money. And I can't speak for other podcasters, but I make no money off of the show. And you get a little bit more exposure. I have people around the world that listen to this show when it comes on. And you never know. I mean, you could have a fan base in a country that you've never been to. I mean, if you're here from the United States, I mean, you may wind up having fans in Germany and Finland and Norway and got Germany, England, Scotland, at South America, anywhere in South America, especially Colombia. I mean, it's hard to say, but it's always a good thing. So if you want to be on this podcast, Music Alley is a great way to do that. But if you want to cut through the middleman, you can contact me at michael.m.angel@hotmail.com. Send me two tunes. If I like one of the two tunes, I will put you on the show. If I like both of the tunes that you sent me, so make sure they're your best, then I'll make you the featured artist. Now, that reminds me, too, there is no featured artist on this particular episode because it's a theme episode. The odds of finding any artist that did two tunes about school are pretty damn remote. I mean, you know, I got a better chance of being hit by an asteroid. What's that whirring sound? Well, before it hits, let's go ahead and go to the next tune. This is by a group called The Last People on Earth. The tune is called, wait for it, School. Let's go ahead and check that out. And you just heard the tune School by The Last People on Earth. Big thumbs up for Michael Angel. Cindy and I were sitting around last night, and we were talking about a kitchen dinette set, or diner set. And we were thinking about, you know, 50s, and I was thinking to myself, if you could find a dinette set, like a 7-piece dinette set, because I'm talking chrome and vinyl, you know, out of the 50s, how much would it cost? And I was thinking it probably wouldn't cost that much, you know, because, I mean, who really in this day and age, you know, would want a table set like that, except probably for us. I mean, I know there are collectors out there that are people that pick certain eras, like the 30s, the 40s, or the 50s, and they do their whole kitchen or living room up in that era. But I figured, you know, for a dinette set, it wouldn't be that much. Let me tell you, if I can bring it up here. If you were living in New Jersey in 1956 and you bought a chrome dinette set, a 7-piece, it would cost you $99.50. If you bought that same set today, okay, I mean, in mint condition, just like it would have been in 1956, you're talking about $1,000. So I want you to think about something, folks. Your parents, if you're my age, or your grandparents, if you're half my age, when they were sitting in the dining room, you know, eating dinner on the 7-piece, you know, chrome and vinyl dinette set that they spent almost $100 for, they were sitting on their retirement if they had realized how much money that dinette set was going to be worth. You know, I mean, because the idea of spending that much money for a dinette set back in 1956, you know, $1,000, that would have been outrageous. You probably could have furnished your entire home. But I mean, wow. I mean, if you only knew what the future held, you could have bought a shitload of those things, man. You know, you could have bought 100 sets for $1,000 then, and then turned around and made $100,000, basically, you know, in the future. So, yeah, something to think about, man. I mean, how many things might you have had that are worth buku bucks now that were really not worth a whole lot back then, you know? Although, I mean, it's, what's the word I'm looking for? It's all relative. I mean, $100 back in 1956 was a lot of money, you know. So if you were spending money for a brand new dinette set like that, you were spending some bucks. But the thing I loved about 50s design is the people in the 50s were thinking into the future, you know. I mean, they were imagining what future life would be like, say in the year 2000, what kind of furniture would people have, and they were coming up with all kinds of neat designs for, you know, dining room sets and living room sets and whatnot. And now, in 2014, if you look at classic dinette sets and living room sets now, it harkens back to colonial times. It's weird how things have changed into the future. We've taken steps backwards, you know. You know, 200 years before the 1950, basically. 250 years ago, looking at furniture back then, as opposed to... I really thought furniture and everything would be a lot more futuristic in 2014, especially back in, say, 1966, or 1965, even. But we've gone backwards in our tastes about certain things. It's kind of strange. Now, I figured, after having done a tune called School by The Last People on Earth, it was only fitting that we come up with a tune called, wait for it, Zombie High School by Sidekick Lupchen and the Bad Generation. Let's go ahead and check that out, and I'll be right back up with you.
Never have you known such cringing terror, such sudden shock.
Whoa, 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 it's all about
thought your high school was tough. Zombie High School by Sidekick Lupchen and the Bad Generation. Big thumbs up for Michael Angel. Wow, what did the class valedictorian talk about, you know, at the graduation ceremony? How to best serve freshmen? I mean, woo. Yeah. Now, next up out of the bag, we're going to do a little change of pace. As I told you, not all the tunes are about school. I was going to throw some in that had nothing to do with it. But in an offhand sense, this does, since most schools anymore, you're doing most of your assignments by computer. And so this is a little tune called On the Web, and this is by, watch me trip all over this name here, Dannemon. Dannemon. I'm going to say Dannemon is how you pronounce it. The moniker that this person goes by. But the tune is called On the Web. Let's go ahead and check that out, and I will be right back up.
Monday morning, climb the stairs and reach my desk. Inbox going crazy with so many change requests. Just another day at our web design agency. Without the clients, this would surely be the perfect industry. We spend hours in front of a screen, fueled by sandwiches and caffeine. But it's worth it, cause across the globe, our work will soon be seen. On the web, there's a new frontier.
On the web,
nice bunch of people here.
On the web,
you can join us too.
On the web,
yeah, it must be true. It's on the web,
on the web,
on the web,
on the web.
Yes, indeed, it's On the Web. That was Dannemon. Big thumbs up for Michael Angel. If I mispronounced the name, correct me, you know, give me the phonetic spelling and I'll do it right next time I play you guys. Contact me at michael.m.angel@hotmail.com. I mean, sometimes I just run into names I'm not sure how to pronounce. This one's an easy one. This is David R. Mary. Mary spelled M-E-R-R-Y. The tune is called School Marshals 1988. Let's go ahead and see what that's all about, and I'll be right back with you in the present. Yes, indeed. School Marshals, 1988 by David R. Mary. Big thumbs up from Michael Angel. And you, you lucky devils, are listening to the best unknown podcast on the net. That's right, Michael Angel's Cosmic Grab Bag, where once a week, yours truly, Michael Angel, takes you into the world or the mind of just one particular gentleman in Colorado Springs, a wacky pod jockey from Fountain, Colorado, who once a week tries to bring you the brightest and the best of the indie scene. And sometimes I do themes, like I did last episode. You did listen to last episode, didn't you? Well, you should, because if I mentioned Shark Week on the Discovery Channel, you'd have no clue what I was referring to. But if you'd listened to last episode, you would know that that episode was another theme episode that was in the honor of Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. Speaking of which, I was telling you people last episode about this shark they were talking about called Submarine that was off the southern coast of Africa, was terrorizing people like since the 70s. I watched something last night where they were talking like they weren't sure whether or not any of this was true or not. Now, granted, I mean, the shark is supposedly a legend down there, and they nicknamed it Submarine. It's this gigantic-ass great white shark with, you know, two rows of teeth, bad oral hygiene, and a really crappy attitude toward humans. But I was reading some stuff on the web, too, that were saying that this was all fake. It was a hoax, basically. And understand, folks, this is the Discovery Channel. I mean, come on, you know. I kind of expect if they're going to do a documentary or a report or something like that, that it's going to have some element of truth to it. I'm really disappointed, man, because I was hyping this thing last episode. Now I find out it's probably not even true. Psst, live and learn, man. Next up out of the bag, this is Mark Rudd. The tune is called School Kids. Let's go ahead and check it out.
Yes, Jedi strength flows from the Force. But beware of the dark side. Anger, fear, aggression. The dark side of the Force are they. Easily they flow, quick to join you in a fight. If once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate your destiny. Consume you it will, as it did Obi-Wan's apprentice.
Every time feel like the first time with you, just like two school kids who threw out all the rules. But for some reason I know just what to do, just what to do when I'm loving you. Sunrise is coming, I get lost in your eyes. Pressed up together, it's a matter of time. And searching further, never crossing that line, crossing that line. Well, maybe this time. And then you look at me just as I used to be. Could every time feel like the first time with you? Just like two school kids who threw out all the rules. But for some reason I know just what to do, just what to do when I'm loving you. And then you look at me just as I used to be. Could every time feel like the first time with you? Just like two school kids who threw out all the rules. But for some reason I know just what to do, just what to do when I'm loving you, when I'm loving you, when I'm loving you.
Kids by Mark Rudd. Big thumbs up from Michael Angel. Love the tune, Mark. Before I get to the going home tune, as I like to call it, the last tune of the episode, called Cigarette Schoolgirl by Nino Tyrez, I believe, or Therese. That's another one of these names I'm tripping over. So Nino, well, if there is a Nino, it may be the name of a group, actually. You guys in the group, if I mispronounced it, just let me know. michael.m.angel@hotmail.com. Just send me a little email and go, by the way, here's the phonetic spelling of how you're supposed to pronounce this, so that the next time I play you, and there probably will be a next time, that I get it right. But before I get to Cigarette Schoolgirl, I want to thank Mark Rudd, David R. Mary, Danny Mon, Sidekick Lupchin, and the Bad Generation. I just picked all these people. I'm tripping all over their names. The Last People on Earth, John Trapia, Bone Cage, Will Come, Spring Clock Wonder, and 4-Track Geo for allowing me to spin their tunes on this show, and for being so damn talented, and for you, the listening audience around the world, you Halo heads, you fine followers of the show, you religious followers of the show. Thank you for listening to the show, because without each of you, these independent artists, and the people listening to them, well, there really wouldn't be a show. And so I always appreciate when people do listen to the podcast. Feel free to download as much as you want, or just play the episode however you want to do it. A lot of these you may want to keep for the future. Don't ask me why, it's just a gut feeling. So as I say at the end of every episode, be good humans and do something wonderful for somebody just because you can, and just because it's the right thing to do. It's great karma, man, and it will never, ever, ever steer you wrong. So until I see you on the flip side, you've been listening to Michael Angel's Cosmic Grab Bag, the best unknown podcast on the net, and I've been your host, Michael Angel. I want to thank all you folks for listening, and now without further ado, Nino Tyrez and the tune Cigarette Schoolgirl. See you later, folks. Bye-bye for now. Before we end the show, the number four, well, wait a minute now, the number three tune is called School is for Donkeys by Will Crum. I called him Will Cum, and I am terribly sorry about that. It's Will Crum, C-R-U-M, okay? Just for the record. All right, thanks for listening, folks. Bye-bye for now.